nice month. This is a great month. It's my birthday month. So if God lets me see Wednesday, Tuesday, God, it's one of these days, to be 69, God be the glory. No one else, God be the glory. Because he picked me up out of my deathbed at the age of 24, so now I get to see 69. If he says so, if not, I'm still going to see him. That's who I look forward to seeing him. Seeing is him. Come on, say amen, somebody. So with that being said, I want somebody to stand up and give me their guarantee they're going to be here tomorrow. Anyone? They want to take the challenge? I'll take the challenge by saying, if it's the Lord's will. Because that's how we're supposed to say, if it's the Lord's will, tomorrow. And that's coming out of the book of James to say, and you're supposed to say, if it's the Lord's will. Why? Because he has the say. Come on, somebody. Again, you know, we're in a time, and I see it. I'm not, you know, it saddens my heart, but the message must go on. They got rid of our Savior, but the message continues. And no matter who's next, the message continues until the Lord say it's over of the message. And that we're not there yet, but I know that we must be ready for tomorrow if it comes, and we must be ready for today if it comes. And I'm saying death comes our way. Come on, hello. Because nobody, say nobody, is promised tomorrow. But what is promised is that God's word is true. And I study this every morning. And even this morning, you know, before I got up and it was kind of early still, I always go out in the morning, and I always go out and thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for a new day, God. And I'm looking at the mountains, you know, and living in Redlands where I live. I see coming from the east. I could see everything rising. And then I was there this morning and I looked. I said, God, good morning. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for a new day you have made us. And I'm going to rejoice in that day. And that joy is going to be my strength today. That's how I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it because of his strength, of his joy, because I'm his son. I'm his servant. I belong to him. I was bought with a price that nobody can and will ever be able to purchase me. So as I was out there thanking him for the new morning, the new day, praying for all of you to come to church, not to hear the lie, to stay home. Hello, somebody. Because that's going around everywhere. I could have used that to watch my Ram game this morning at 10, but thank God we can record it. That's a little humor for you sports enthusiastic ones. But I looked underneath looking at my truck, and I seen a cat there. I said, good morning. Catch the gophers. Come on. Because I could see little holes popping up here and there. Last night, my camera went up, and it's a cat. I said, ooh, do your job. Do your job. See, God answers our prayer. Get rid of these gophers, God, because they're messing us up all over the place. And so I go in, and I open the curtain where I sit, and as I watched this cat come by, I looked at it. I said, oh, my God, it's a raccoon. I must have still been asleep this morning. So I watched him go right by my window, go through our front door, and I'm watching. I opened the side door. I said, where's this guy going? And then I'm watching. Oh, there was two more right there. It was a pack of three. I said, oh, God, three's a good number. But we're in the number nine. Number nine means truth. It represents the truth. And I mean, know the truth is what is desired, is needful this morning. How many of you know the truth? Well, that truth should have began to set you free. And that truth is, if the Lord has set you free, you are free indeed. Come on, somebody. There's no confusion, because now God is not a God of confusion. I know the time we're in. I know the question. The disciples asked him when they were here, when shall it be? And the way he answered, you got to read the way he answered. And he gave all these insights. And then besides that, he gives the book of Revelation. And in that, you can read the end. We win if we're on his side. If my name is found written in the Lamb's book of life. You know, my daughter had her best friend. Her name is Lacey, you know, and she always traveled with us. No, but I remember we went and we always be talking in our younger days, and we were always talking about the rapture. We're talking, how many know what the word rapture means? I'm talking truth this morning. What does it mean? It's not found in the Bible. Come on, find rapture in the Bible. You will never find it, so don't even try. But what is found is a catching or taking away, which means rapture in a different language. Hello. And you know, the day is coming that we shall be taken away. Come on, I'm waiting for that day. And she would always hear us talking about it, that in our later days now that there she's married, and you know, she actually ran the school for the Rock Church. She was the principal, the administrator. I said, wow, look at this young lady that used to ride with us in the little car. And my daughter said, yeah, Lacey broke down and told her, yeah, you guys kept talking about the rapture and kept talking about revelations, that it put a fear in her. And how many know we need a fear of God this morning? How many fear the Lord this morning? I'm not afraid. What fear means, I reverence Him. And in reverencing, I have to stay ready. Be ready, stay ready. And no matter what the world's going to do or challenge us, because the world's coming to challenge you. If you're in Christ Jesus, they may not like you, but you need to love them. We love everybody. Come on, say amen. So as we're getting ready for what's to come, we're in our new year. We're in a time of this month. It's divine protection. It's goodness. It's purity. It's, you know, and how many know God would have you to be completed? And in that completion, how many know that there are going to be phrases that, of hope that are going to be coming towards you? How many know what hope is? It's actually faith. Faith is the things hoped for. Hebrews 1, right? Hope for, right? Things that you can't see, but you're hoping. But their evidence is coming. What is that evidence? What God has already done for you in your past. How many can say God has done much for us in our past? Oh, I know He's rescued me more than once. He has rescued me over and over. But you know, it's biblical. It's biblical, because if you don't know your God, if you do know the God, or you don't know the God that you should know, the prior covenant, when He came to rescue the Israelites, take them out of slavery, removing them from the hands of the Egyptians, it was, you know, their freedom came with a cost, right? It came with a cost. It wasn't free. How many know that our freedom came with a cost? Our Savior gave His life up for us. Say us. Not just me, not just you, for everyone in this world, whoever shall call upon His name, right? It's available for them. There was a cost for the Savior to let go of the Israelites out of Egypt. And that cost, you know, it came. Not everybody put the Aesop over the doors. Just like that, not everybody's going to obey God today. Not even though they're sitting in the church, and the churches are full all over the place of the United States. Not everybody's going to obey God. And God is well aware of it. The good news is He's not going to leave them. And this is where we can get the phrase to be true. He never leaves you nor forsake you. Say amen, somebody. I know that He's with everybody right now watching. Why? Because that's His promise. And these are the phrases that of hope or expectations. How many have expectations of God? I have expectations. You know what my expectations are? That you mature in God. Because if you mature in God, that means you'll be the ones with the ability to lead others to mature in God. If we don't learn maturity of God, you'll be the blind leading the blind. And how many know what a blind person can do for you? How many watch the story of Ray Charles? Couldn't see what he was doing, but he became a very smart man. But also under addiction, he became, right? He kind of realized that he was being cheated out. How many of you know sometimes you're being cheated out, especially out of life? Because you should never beg for bread, ever. You're not exempt from being challenged of diseases or sickness. That's always going to be out there for us. But you should never be cheated. And he learned about being cheated. So this is why when he got paid, he wanted to be paid in cash. How many like being paid in cash? I like it. Come on. How many has ever had their check bounce on them? Checks bounce on them from your work. We've been on journeys. You have no idea. Checks bouncing in the church, that's different. We've had checks bounce all over the place. I think I want to be like the Mormon church, though. You know, the Mormon church, whether you know it or not, they're high on tithing. And so high on tithing that if you don't come to this service when tithings are due, they come knocking at your door. And if you refuse to pay your tithings, they're going to excommunicate you. They're going to give you the boot out, excommunicate you. You cannot come back in because you broke the law of tithing. Tithing. I'm serious. They knock at your door. You know, these Mormon brothers that came out and come to Jesus need to start talking about all this. You know, thank God that we're not going to do that to you. You know, we're not going to put your name on screen that, hey, family so-and-so, you didn't pay your tithes. Family so-and-so, you're check bounds. How would you like that? That's truth though, right? Say amen, somebody. See, we're fighting tithing. We're fighting testimonies of tithing. We're fighting the word because people don't want to hear what the truth is. And that truth is, tithing is of God. But I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about being cheated. I'm talking about walking in maturity. I'm talking about just because you can say Jesus, I'm going to tell you, if you think you're with Jesus, tell the devil, come challenge you face to face. And we'll see how strong you are versus how strong he is. Hello, somebody. Because I'm going to tell you what, he's strong. We've had to fight him. He's strong. And I know I didn't fight him personally because there's no way I'll survive. And I've had to go help those that couldn't. They were trying to cast out devils, but they couldn't because they didn't have the ability, because they didn't have the belief, because they didn't have what took to be in that belief, fasting and praying. I mean, you know, fasting and praying is from God. Oh, help me here, Jesus. You need to say part two of this scripture. You know, there's going to be phrases of hope or expectations to be fulfilled now in these next several months. And the following year to come, because God is on the move. We're changing what's happening tomorrow is the end of summer. We're shifting. My son-in-law said, you feel the shift? I said, yeah. Fall's coming. Come on, somebody. And with that, things are going to change. Come on, say amen. And so with that, we need to tell you, it has been changing in your life. Your seasons will not be the seasons of our world, like fall going into winter. It'll be in the time. You could be in a season today and then tomorrow and then end up in another season the following day, because God's constantly doing things for his people that's necessary for his people. Come on, that's us. He knows how to get our attention. Did he not get the world's attention right now? Why did he? Why we were hearing it? Why did they let my mom die? We already heard it. Why? Well, ask him. Well, we're promised 70. You're promised to live up to 70 minimum, but you got to take care of your health. You got to do what's right for you and him. Come on, you can't abuse your body. Not that she abused her body. And then the worst one that you don't want to hear. Make sure you don't have unforgiveness in your heart, because unforgiveness opens a world of injury in your heart, in your life. Hello? There's a whole study of it, and we have taught it twice here, of what unforgiveness does to the female and to the male. In our inward parts, say inward parts. And then the study that all cancers come from a form of unforgiveness. Unforgive. It's amazing. But, you know, we don't want to hear that because, you know, God's not going to let that happen. Know your God. Why did he swallow 25,000 people at one time? Know your God. Say amen, somebody. But, you know, there are phrases that are going to be coming that the Spirit of God is going to, it's going to be talking to, like, number one, okay? Number one, a time to advance. How many know it's time to advance now? You see, you killed the messenger, but you didn't kill the message. Do you understand? However, you're the messenger. And if you're not speaking the message, then it has killed. It's killed your voice. When you are the one that God wants to advance, say amen, somebody. You know, we're fighting today, families, we're fighting home, God, you know, homestead, you know, what our brother was doing out there that was murdered, we were going to use assassinate, however you want to take it. He was bringing the young people back into becoming family, becoming married, getting back to church. Come on, say amen. Why? Because this is our culture. This is our nature. This is what God ordained in the United States of America. Be family oriented. Be God fearing. Hello, somebody. Live for God. Walk for God. Speak for God. So phrases and expectations are going to come with a hope behind it. And one of them is, it's time to advance. How many know that God wants us to advance? How many know that God has that we advance? You know, if he takes you out of slavery, what was the reason that he took the and let the Egyptians let go of the Israelites? What was their purpose to be set free from slavery? Why does he forgive you of your sin? Why did he come to you? Why does he come to you? Because he wants you to advance. Amen. Philippians chapter 3. King James Version. Why? What do you mean why? Well, he took them out of slavery to a promised land. You have a promised land lifestyle, and I don't know if you understand that. Oftentimes, we give too much to the world rather than giving that to our God. We are testimony. Learn to give that to God, less to the world, and you're going to see what God will do for you. Come on, say amen. It's like seeing what looked like a cat, a raccoon. I didn't have my glasses on, so I could use that, right? But he was a big guy. I said, man, somebody. But, you know, I'm in a place where we need to move with him in these seasons that he's bringing to us. And he's bringing great. There's great things happening in our country right now and around the world because the message. You see, the message. And that's what it is this morning. The message. You're the messenger. God is raising you, say me, up as a message. And what is the message? Well, where did he bring you from? Not everybody's been brought up rightly. Not everybody has been brought up with mom and dad in the picture. We have a lot of absentee parenting today. How many know what I'm saying? We have a lot of adoption abilities out there. We have a lot of children that have been aborted. We're still at 4,000 a day aborted in the United States. 4,000 babies aborted. That's life. Come on. Why? Because we're not teaching abstinence no more in the church. Because the church is guilty. Oh, no amens there. You haven't heard the scandals of all those and that. We got the preacher with little boys. Not little girls, but little boys. Come on. And then we got the leader leaving the husband to be with the leader leaving the wife. It's in the church. We don't want to talk about that, though, do we? All right, because you won't come back no more. Hello? But we are in a moment that God is still going to use us to advance because he brought them out of slavery to a promised lifestyle. Yeah. Come on. A land flowing with milk and honey. Two things that is needed for our nourishment in our bodies, right? Milk can get spoiled, though. Honey can't. So that's the great news. So as we're following our Savior this morning, you know, and we're trying to come to a place, we need to understand we're in a time of advancements. And advancement's going to come out of the Word of God right here in Philippians chapter 3, New King James Version. But what the advancement mean? There's a shift coming in your life. Some of you already entered the shift. You got new positions. You got doors opening that said, he said it was coming. He said it in the beginning. And now it's moving. And because we're closing out in the Jewish calendar, which we celebrate, we are partakers of that. So in the season to come now, time to advance means a season changing for us. Come on. You know, and changes might not be what you expect it to be because a lot of things that you don't realize, like you're going to come in and one day and you're going to see this place changed inside and around us in windows. We're looking for that change right now because that's a season and we're not fearing God. How many know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is we're not afraid of God. We reverence him that he's going to make the position for us possible. We're already getting I'm waiting for the bids and then we're going to move forward. Come on, say amen. And for barbecue this Friday, you know, bring your jersey. Hello, as if you like. It doesn't matter because we can get along here. You know, if you have Ram equipment, a Ram jersey has, you're welcome. If you don't come. But we're together. Come on, say amen. That's what that's the way the church sounds today. No, we don't care because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What matters is, hey, that's your team, that's your team, that's your team, this is my team. They don't know us. It doesn't matter. But you know who knows us? He knows us. Yeah. Come on. And we're in a time that we got to get to understand this. But you can't be advanced if you're clinging on to your past. If you keep holding on to that, what's back there, he can't move you forward. Because he's not going to tell you and make you let go of that what was to what is to become. Come on, say amen. And the way this is going to happen, look at what he says in Philippians chapter 3 again. He says, and this is Paul the Apostle. And I want you to know, if anybody can tell us this scripture, it's him. Verse number 14. You should know this, or many of you already know. He goes, I press toward the mark, the prize of the high. Say hi. Hi, how you all doing? Calling of God in Christ Jesus. You see, the problem with us, we don't let God move us. We get content. We get complacent. And there's nothing wrong with complacency. But you should never fall into a place where you don't believe God has more for us. Because he has more. We haven't seen anything yet. How many have actually seen the kingdom of heaven? How many have actually seen streets of gold? What does pearly gates look like? Well, that's our future. Come on, somebody. That means when Jesus says, I own the silver and the gold. Come on, this is our God. This is our Savior. This is who called us. And he would like us to advance. But if we don't understand what this man is writing, our apostle to us in the church world of the Gentile being adopted in, getting us out of where we were to become where we are, to go after what is to become. Come on, because we got more for us up ahead. So he says, I press toward that. You know what it means? Sometimes I got to fight to continue. I know it's not easy to get up on Sunday mornings when I had to work 12 hours a night before. And you know, and fulfill what was needful to get home. And you got to get up and get in this house, not here, but and do the things of God. It's not easy, especially when you didn't get every day off like we didn't get every day off. Especially being in management, you're on call 24/7, it seems like. So I understand what it means to fight to get up this morning. Especially when it's nice and cool finally. Hello? And you forgot to set the alarm. Thank God my wife's alarm went off because I forgot to set mine last night. And I always set it up because I want to be up at a certain time. I want to be up before the sun comes up. Because I like seeing the sun come up. Come on. Hello, somebody. But for him to have us to advance, for us to go forward, for us to become in what's called our identity in Christ. How many know what your identity is in Christ, in God? If you're a son, what does that mean? If you're a daughter, what does that mean? That means all of heaven is your inheritance. That means every written promise of his word is for you. Oh, help me here, Jesus. And you know, I'm not realizing that the way he'll allow us to advance is because you passed the test. And now your test is what? Your testimony. Hello, somebody. Because without a test, there is no testimony. You know, and even though it might not be so great, I thank God that it only cost $125. He didn't have to go buy a washer and a dryer. Hello, y'all, you know, it's so simple. Yeah, just go, where do you shop sometimes? You tell me, go look where? On the pro, Mars. Yeah, she goes to Mars. She don't believe in Earth. You know what I mean? No. On the internet. Anywhere of those that you can go find, especially if it's used. Offer up. Well, let me give you an offer up. God has called you to move higher. God has you to be the position person, to be the message, because the best one messenger, he's not the first one taken out. Many have been taken out throughout our country. You just don't hear it. And so with that, the test will be your testimony. Come on. And now that you can and learn that you can entrust in him. How many know we can put our trust in God? Yeah. Didn't he ask out, trust me? Didn't he ask out, prove me? And see if I will not. This is why God, here's my, I can't afford to be, yes, I can't afford not to give you what belongs to you. I've learned that 44 plus years ago. But in Philippians, it tells us to press. Why? Because he has us to move forward, never backwards. You know, we come and say, well, take one step backward means two steps forward. He never said that. He said, keep moving forward. Yeah, you took the hit. Yes, you did. Yeah, it dropped you to your knees. Yes, you may be laid out for a few days. Get up, move forward. Come on, because that's the test. That's what's coming. Why? Because you have an enemy that does not want you to advance. Because if you advance, you're going to tell everybody who's advancing you. It ain't your education. It was the favor of God. It isn't the experience. It's the favor of God. Because I shouldn't be here, but I'm here this morning. And because the will of God has called me, I want everything that God has for me as his son. As his daughter. You know what I want from him? I want those signs, wonders, and miracles right now. I want that new language. Come on, for you that have asked for it, it's already been given to you. God says it's on you. Your fear, tell it to get behind you. For those that ask for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, your language is there. But fear should not live here anymore. Hello, number two, walk on waters. How many know God would have you to walk on waters? Oh, well, come on, Pastor. You got to walk on waters. Yeah, walk on waters. Go to Philippians chapter 4, but we'll explain it. Same book. We're going to be in Philippians for a couple books, for a couple readings. Walk on water. What that means, it gives us the ability to take risks. How many know without risk, there is no rewards? We opened up thrift store. That was a big risk. Come on. Yeah. 10 years later, we shut it down. Only on our choice. And everything of that is in that container outside. We got a whole thrift store out there. It followed us. You know, Jesus followed us because he blessed that thrift store. Hello, somebody. And we got to minister because that was the main thing. We got to minister, pray with people. They would come in. And then we were told, we're the cleanest thrift store ever seen.